Healthcare Industry Launches Ads Against Joe Biden's Public Option Healthcare Plan. By Sean Moran on August 14, 2020. The Partnership for America's Healthcare Future launched two ads ahead of the GOP and the Democrat National Conventions, warning public officials not to adopt a government-run public option that could have dire consequences for the healthcare industry. The partnership launched two ads, Time and Build, that will show how former Vice President Joe Biden's healthcare plan, a public option, could jeopardize Americans' healthcare. They make it sound great, but here's what they don't tell you. Your taxes would pay for a public option, the narrator said in Time ad. Let's build on what's working, not start over, the narrator said in the Build ad. A spokesman for the ad noted that the ads would serve as part of a seven-figure nationwide effort to educate the public about the harmful effects of a public option. Instead of forcing Americans into a new government-controlled health insurance system that would demand Americans to pay more for worse care, in the new ad, the partnership advocates for building on what's working were private coverage, the partnership wrote in their release on Friday. Other political groups, such as the National Republican Senatorial Committee, NRSC, have launched attacks against Montana Governor and Senate Democrat candidate Steve Bullock for supporting a public option, which the NRSC charged could close rural Montana hospitals. A Guidehouse study conducted in 2019 found that as many as 55% of rural hospitals could become at risk for closure under a public option due to lower Medicare reimbursement rates under the Biden plan. The narrator in the NRSC ad asked rhetorically, "What would this mean for Montana? It would force rural hospitals to close, threaten employer-provided health insurance, and increase payroll taxes by $2,000 on Montana workers." Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran 3.